It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Wednesday, July 12th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Wisconsin man on the run for 4 months has been apprehended in Charles City. 45-year-old Santino Lindsay of Milwaukee was taken into custody by Charles City Police at about 11:30 Monday morning in the 900 block of North Main Street. He was wanted on an arrest warrant for violating parole for his convictions on 7 charges related to the manufacture and/or delivery of cocaine. According to the violation warrant from the Wisconsin Department of Corrections, Lindsay was released from prison on November 8, 2022, after serving 8 years of a 13-year prison sentence. He was then placed on extended parole supervision under the Division of Community Corrections. On March 3rd of this year, Lindsay absconded from that supervision and his whereabouts and activities were unknown. He was considered a fugitive from justice until he was arrested in Charles City. Lindsay was being held without bail in the Floyd County Jail while awaiting extradition back to Wisconsin. A Charles City woman has pleaded guilty to a reduced child endangerment charge. 20-year-old Madison Gertz and 23-year-old Ezekiel Larson were arrested last September by Charles City Police after their then 4-month-old infant was allegedly injured while in Larson's care. Larson and Gertz were also accused of not seeking medical attention for the child until 4 days later. During that period, the child was vomiting and not sleeping or eating. They were each originally charged with child endangerment causing serious injury, a Class C felony. Monday, Gertz pleaded guilty in Floyd County District Court to child endangerment causing bodily injury, a Class D felony. Her sentencing date has been set for September 5th. Larson is also expected to change his plea to guilty, with his hearing now scheduled for August 7th. Gertz and Larson also have a contempt of court hearing slated for July 31st for failing to appear for an April hearing related to money they owed their former landlord. Court records showed they had not paid rent from May to October of 2022, and in January, a Floyd County judge ordered them to pay Garrett Bellinger over $6,500 in back rent and utilities plus interest. In March, Bellinger filed a complaint that they still had not made any payment to him and sought an examination of their assets to determine how the couple could meet their financial obligations. A Charles City woman arrested on multiple charges, including OWI, child endangerment, and assaulting police officers, picked up another charge in jail. Charles City Police received a report of a possibly intoxicated driver in the 1000 block of Freeman Street shortly after 10:30 Friday morning. After locating the vehicle, 25-year-old Cassandra Martinez was initially arrested on a Floyd County warrant for public intoxication, stemming from an incident on May 22nd. Further investigation determined Martinez was driving under the influence of alcohol and she was charged with OWI, second offense. Court documents state her 3-year-old daughter was in the vehicle and Martinez was charged with child endangerment. Martinez is also accused of kicking multiple officers while she was being taken into custody and she was charged with assault on a peace officer. She then refused to get out of the patrol car at the Floyd County Jail and she was charged with interference with official acts. At the jail, the Floyd County Sheriff's Office charged Martinez with fifth-degree criminal mischief after she was accused of destroying a lunch tray when staff would not let her go home. Court records show Martinez was convicted in 2018 for OWI and interference with official acts following arrest for OWI and kicking a police officer attempting to measure her blood alcohol content level. Floyd County supervisors have given the green light for an estimated $5 million overhaul of the county's emergency communications system. During their regular meeting Monday, the board and other officials debated the best way to pay to upgrade the current 911 system, which Ben Chatfield of the Floyd County 911 Service Board said is becoming too costly to constantly repair. A lease agreement could delay payments for the county, but that could mean uncertainty for interest rates to finance the project. In the end, Chatfield agreed with the consensus that bonding offered more cost control as well as savings.
And believe me, I'm with the rest of these guys. I don't want to put any more on the taxpayers, but if we're talking 10 years of paying for this, the bond is by far the most financial gain for us. And that's not figuring any interest we may accrue while the project's going on. So I really think the bond, I was listening to everybody, and when we walked in here, I was on the same page as them. We shouldn't bond for it. But after hearing from everybody and doing these numbers here, and Heidi could check my numbers, but I bet I'm pretty close, that we're probably $400,000 or $500,000 cheaper to go with the bond today.
Supervisors unanimously approved the issuance of up to $5.1 million in general obligation emergency communications bonds. The move also allows the county to take advantage of discounted equipment costs from Motorola for about $4.3 million that were only available through August 24th. It could cost over $200,000 for 5 years for the accompanying maintenance and service contract. The improved 911 communication system would also get Floyd County on the statewide 911 ISIC system, for which Motorola has the contract. Still, it could be up to 2 years before the new 911 system would be operational in the county. Progress continues to bring down some 200 ash trees in New Hampton killed by or are dying because of the emerald ash borer. Mayor Bobby Schrickrath says Wilson Custom Tree Service of Cresco resumed their efforts last week to cut down trees, slowly but surely.
The contract is through December 31st, so they plan to have it done. They're just doing two other communities at this time as well, so we just ask for you guys' patience as they're working on that. Another question we had some citizens ask is about the stumps. They are going to come back through and remove the stumps after the trees are down. So the stumps will be there a little longer, but they haven't forgotten about them, and they will certainly get them down.
Schrickrath adds that Wilson has been alerting residents to which area they are working in next to take down the ash trees. When they do come to your neighborhood, he advises being prepared to move your car, just in case. Charles City has some 900 ash trees either on city-owned property or in the right-of-way to come down themselves. Last month, the city council approved borrowing about $550,000 to get trees removed at a quicker pace after spending $40,000 a year for about a dozen years to barely put a dent in their progress. GDB and Sons of Charles City has been awarded a contract for just over $200,000 for the first phase of bringing between 200 and 300 ash trees down during the 2023-24 fiscal year. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.